You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
It's really, really scary. There's flames. It's just caught on all the trees and it's coming straight for us.
Few can forget the image of that haunting red glow which enveloped Mallacoota on New Year's Eve. Resident Jan Gilbert watched it all as she sheltered on the jetty with her dog Ollie. She lost her home in the blaze.
People say, oh, get back to normal as quickly as you can. But it's really hard to do that when your normal is not there. Everything has changed. There's pre-fire and post-fire.
This is the first time Ms. Gilbert has left Mallacoota since the fire. She's in Melbourne with other bushfire survivors to plead with the state government to do more to limit climate change. Ms. Gilbert says she's still traumatised from the experience, and a poll by the Australian National University has found the impact from these fires extends far beyond those who lost their homes. Professor Nick Biddle is the lead researcher.
There was quite a big geographic spread, and almost every section of society, relatively young, relatively old, urban, non-urban, were affected in some way.
Professor Biddle's data suggests 3/4 of the population, or 15 million Australians, were affected by the recent fires. 14% of those were directly affected through loss of property, community, or evacuation. The rest reported to be indirectly affected.
So whether you knew someone who had property damage or threatened, whether you had to change your travel plans, and also whether you were affected by the smoke, physical effects of the smoke.
Professor Biddle says the Prime Minister, who was criticised for the timing of his Hawaiian holiday, has taken a hit in his approval. Mr Morrison, however, doesn't seem concerned.
It's action that matters, and it's action we've been delivering. Thank you very much.
While the federal government continues the mop-up, more than 300 scientists, policymakers and Indigenous land managers met in Darwin to discuss mitigation. With renewed attention on Indigenous fire management, Tiwi Land Ranger Willie Rioli says he hopes the Southeast can learn a bit from the Northern Territory.
Yeah, look, we hope that they can, you know, look to the north and, you know, and learn a little bit, you know, the way we do burning. If we can just basically all work together, it's like what we're doing up here in the north. We're working with pastoralists, you know, all our ranger groups through our top end of Northern Territory and Western Australian Kimberley. You know, we're all, yeah, just working together and trying to, you know, like make fire, you know, not as bad.
Rachel Carey, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.